about this bird flu thing? Are you worried about this bird flu thing? Are you worried about this bird flu thing? Are you worried about this bird flu thing?
Sure.
You are? How do you feel about it? What are you thinking about it?
Well, I'm thinking that it could be a very widespread epidemic and a lot of people could die from it.
You think it could really happen?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Do you remember polio? Are you old enough to remember that?
Polio, yes. And I remember my grandmother telling me about the 1917 flu.
Oh, the Spanish flu?
Yeah.
I have an upset stomach.
Me siento mal del estómago.
What do you think about all these new diseases popping up? I mean, maybe it's happened all the time. It's just the media reporting it more now.
It's happened all the time, and it will continue to happen. The more we figure out how to stop one disease, the more there'll be another disease.
Nature's way.
Nature has a way of continuing what it does.
Thinning the herd. What does concern you most these days?
I'm about to retire.
You are.
So I'm concerned about how I'm going to handle my retirement.
Are you?
Yeah.
Did you save for it?
Yes.
Now.
Was it enough, though, now that you're finally there?
Never enough.
Can you quit working, do you think?
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's good. I bet a lot of people can. I know I don't think I'll be able to when I reach that age.
Yes.
How about the smoking? You're smoking there.
I'm smoking. I worry about that, too.
How long have you been smoking?
Forever. 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 Forever.
Darling, you want a cigarette? Here you are. I'll light it.
Years or so. Yeah.
How far did you get?
Times. Practically not at all.
It's easy to quit, huh? You've done it a million times.
Yes, exactly.
Well, you'll get around to it.
Time takes a cigarette, puts it in your mouth. You pull on your finger, then another finger, then cigarette.
I don't do Democrat or Republic, I do the person.
Who's your choice for president?
Right now there isn't any.
Who'd you vote for?
Bush. But I'm disappointed in him, I'm disappointed. There is nobody out there that can run this country.
President Bush today again refused to comment on a federal grand jury investigation into who leaked the identity of CIA operative Valerie Plame. I'm delayed.
Delay faces charges of money laundering and conspiracy.
Aww.
How the catbird bursts into full song. A jumble of discordant and musical notes. And the mournful notes of a mourning dove as we pass through the orchard.
Yeah, this orchard's pretty cool. They've got old farm equipment here. Here's an old farm wagon with the hitch, and here's an old baby carriage.
Whoa!
And then there's just pumpkins. Here's a whole bunch of corn shucks. They're all decoratively placed in a big yard full of pumpkins in the sun, in the grass. And here's the actual orchards over here. There's lines and lines of apple trees. Just big rows and rows of them. It's been in the family for a long time. gonna go talk to the owner. I guess he's kind of a new owner, but there's a big German-style chalet up on top of the hill.
Well, gentlemen, that's it. This message from intelligence confirms previous reports concerning rear guard action. There's no question about it. The German panzers have now taken up positions at our rear.
Oh, hi.
I was driving by and saw your orchard. Has it been in your family for a long time?
No.
No?
No.
No.
How'd you get into the orchard business? Is it pretty lucrative?
I don't know.
You do it as for a hobby.
So you grow everything here?
Yeah.
Is it hard to maintain all these trees?
No, they do everything themselves. All you gotta do is trim them once a year, that's all.
How long do they live, these apple trees? A long time?
Some of them, a standard tree lives in the 80, 90 years.
Yeah. Really?
Really?
What did you do before you got into the orchard business?
Yeah, worked a truck driver.
Yeah, Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben, come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean clear to Flagtown, come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
And what kind of piqued your interest about getting into the orchard thing?
Like I said, I like the layout here.
Just the land.
Something
and the
to
house.
Do. You know?
Yeah.
Otherwise, you sit and watch television.
Many, many teenagers get really depressed, and I think parents.
Pee, huh?
Yep. Cut all the sleeves off his t-shirts. Also, again, like you were saying, to be cool and to fit in, definitely that was part of it.
I thought I'd just enjoy this.
It seems like a nice lifestyle.
Yeah, the later part of my life.
So
doing something, you know.
How many pumpkins do you think you'll sell this time of year?
Oh, we usually sell about 2,500 pumpkins.
Boy, those apples were good. He's given. Do you need to help this guy, or he's working with you? But those apples were good. There seems to be a big difference than what you can buy in a store, the way it tasted.
Oh, yeah.
What's your favorite thing to grow?
What's my favorite what?
Thing to grow here that you enjoy growing.
Oh, I like to grow anything. It don't make no difference to me. Right now, I'm sick of apples, of course. You
You're
know.
Sick of them?
Yeah.
Do you eat them yourself?
Yeah. Yeah, I eat them earlier, not now anymore.
What's the main pests that give you problems in an orchard?
The subject was speed, and in a week's practice he learned more about speed than the fastest gull alive. From 1,000 feet, flapping his wings as hard as he could, he pushed over into a blazing steep dive towards the waves and learned why seagulls don't make blazing steep power dives.
No, you gotta spray, you know, or you ain't gonna have no apples.
Do you think it's true that an apple a day keeps the doctor away?
Well, sure.
What's so good about apples?
Well, I don't know.
I think
maybe,
there's...
Maybe they flush you out or something.
There's,
I don't know.
There's something yeah. called pectin in them, I think, that's good for your diet. They flush you out, huh? Think they keep you regular?
What's that guy say before, John? An apple a day keeps the doctor away?
Two apples a day brings the nurse.
What do you want to say to everybody in New York City?
Have fun.
Is that...
That's what New York City's about, ain't that fun?
What if the Yankees got what they deserve.
The Yankees got what they deserve?
Right.
Who's your team, Brewers?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Beautiful, breezy Wisconsin afternoon. Somebody's tearing around on some kind of dirt bike out there. Lots of people coming to get their pumpkins and apples and their autumn. I didn't ask him if a pumpkin's a fruit or a vegetable. What do you suppose?
Josh and Nicola calling from New York, Westchester. We're actually in the car. We shouldn't be talking on the phone. We're coming from Valhalla and going to Irvington. We just caught the very last bits of the Dusty Show, but we're going to be sure and tune in next week. We really enjoyed it. Thanks. Bye.
Autumn in New York. Why does it seem so inviting? Autumn in New York, it spells the thrill of first nighting. Glittering crowds and shimmering clouds in canyons of steel. They're making me feel I'm home. It's autumn in New York that brings the promise of new love. In New York is often mingled with pain. Dreamers with empty hands may sigh for exotic lands. It's autumn in New York. It's good to live it again. Dreamers with empty hands may sigh for exotic lands. It's autumn in New York. It's good to live it again.
I need to check on my pot pie. It's been in for quite a while. It says it's only supposed to take an hour, but it's been in an hour and a half. I think something's wrong with the old stove here. I bought it for $50 when I moved in the apartment. It's a Caloric Prestige. series, not just the regular old caloric, but the prestige model. Very, very proud of it. That was Arthur Prysock and his version of Autumn in New York as I waltz through my garage apartment. Let's take a look here because I want to see what this dusty show answering machine phone number is, if I can find that number that my friend sent. Here it is. And I want to say hi to Nicola and Josh in Westchester for being the first to ever call the Dusty Show answering machine hotline at 201-521-1375. Won't you call that number now?
And the answer is no.
201-521-1375, and I hear the train coming through town. Oh, do you hear it?
No.
Every night the train comes through town about this time. My little town in Wisconsin. I love that sound. Very nice. I just wanted to share that with you.
Oh, yes, thank you so much.
I do hope that she'll give me a ring tonight on the Dusty Show answering machine and say something that we can use on a future episode of the program. A poem or some stream of consciousness. Your thoughts on the state of the world or the state of your life. And you can email too, dusty@wfmu.org, as did D. Sakaria. And
for we are five sides proud of our fame.
Dan from Cornell University. And Tim in Nashville, Tennessee. So good to hear from all of you.
Yeah.
Some people keep birds as pets in their homes. Not you. You fear the feathered creatures with their sharp beaks and clutching talons. The birds seem to sense your terror, for each time you step outside your house, they attack!
Are you concerned about this bird flu that they're talking about now?
Not 0.01%.
Why is that?
Because it hasn't been shown to jump to humans yet.
Get off me!
You think it can mutate, though?
I don't think anybody can say that it can't mutate, but I follow the news very closely, and I watch a lot of different things, so.
Put on the TV, Shirley.
I've heard.
Hold it! Just a minute there.
I've heard all the arguments, and that's kind of where I stand.
Are these guys waiting on you here?
Yes, they are.
Are you? I'm asking him about bird flu for a radio show.
Oh,
are you scared
really?
Of it?
No.
Uh-uh.
No.
Uh-uh.
Not
what
at
does
all.
Concern you most in this world?
Terrorism.
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 Terrorism. Hey, look at that.
Terrorism.
Really, are you afraid?
I'm not really afraid here, but I think for the future I am.
Traveling within the controlled states of America, please have your interstate passports ready, stamped, and approved at all times. Geo-positioning ankle bracelets must be worn, all books must be registered with the Homeland Security Department, and oaths of executive allegiance must be recited properly before travel is permitted.
Terrorism!
Terrorism!
Terrorism.
What can we do about it?
Well, I think they're trying to do stuff about it right now. Probably a lot more than we know about. That's
what
I
think. So?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could be right.
Uh-huh. I don't think they tell us everything. So,
where do you think they're hiding?
Well, I just, like I said, I'm sure they stop They're probably stopping stuff every day, and they're not going to tell the public about it. The government.
You know, we have 1.5 million visitors at the White House every year. And somebody has suggested that it would be very easy for a visitor to come into the White House with, a big bag or shopping bag or something like that, go into a restroom, leave it there, and the place would blow. But that's one of the risks. And the main thing, the greater risk is to close these buildings, to be too afraid of it.
I think somebody's following me. Oh, what's that noise? Look out! Ah! Is somebody at the window? What was that? Oh, my goodness. Oh, what was that? Oh, what was that sound? What are all those people? What's that noise? Oh, yeah.
The government. The CIA, whatever. Yeah. Thanks. Intercepting.
Thanks a lot, you guys. Have a good day.
Okay.
Thanks. All right. What do you think about this bird flu thing? Are you worried about it? What do you think about this bird flu thing? Are you worried about it? What do you think about this bird flu thing? Are you worried about it? What do you think about this bird flu thing? Are you worried about it?
No, actually, not at all.
Not at all? How come?
I guess because of the suburban area that we live in.
What does concern you in this world most of all these days?
We have a West Nile virus going on in our area.
Really?
Yeah.
Even now, at this time of year?
Absolutely. Until the first frost, there's still a risk, and it's been a huge issue.
Have some people come down with it?
We've had about 50 people in our county that have.
Of West Nile virus, 50 people.
Get off me!
So have you actually taken precautions then?
The thing that they tell you is just not to be outside without, you know, coverage.
Do you think about it when a mosquito lands on you?
Absolutely. He's easy to talk to one.
How about you? What concerns you most in this world right now?
Wow. A lot of things with our government. Basically, you know, the corruptions that I've been seeing and hearing about lately, and they think that the American people are not aware of what's going on. And, you know, the wars that we're having, and, you know, there's a lot of issues that need to be addressed.
What do you think of the president?
Not highly.
Right.
He had an opportunity to get Saddam out of there when his father couldn't. And he's finishing his dad's work that his dad wasn't able to finish.
He was a coward. He was a dictator. And I asked him if what was the reason he killed so many people. He said, because I'm the president of Iraq.
Now that they have control of the oil in that area, you know, he owns a lot of oil fields in Texas.
Uh-huh.
So that's him and Cheney. They basically, it was a political move. It wasn't anything that had to do with freeing up another nation.
How is everything so polarized? How can the other 50% not see what you're saying?
Well, because maybe those other 50% are the ones that are not being affected.
You think so?
Yeah.
So the people who have a little money are doing better? And
yeah, they don't.
But you guys are doing okay, it would seem to me. I mean,
well, yeah, we've been blessed. We've been blessed, blessed richly with the things that we need, not wants. You know, there's a big difference.
I
Franklin Delano Roosevelt, do solemnly swear
that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States
and will, to the best of my ability,
preserve, protect, and defend
the Constitution of the United States. Don't think that.
Right. If the election was tomorrow, who would you vote for? Who would you like to see in office of the available people out there?
I would say Obama. I'd like to see a woman in office.
What about Hillary? How do you feel about Hillary?
I don't think I agree with Hillary.
What don't you agree with?
I think she has gotten into the glamorousness of all that position, and since her husband's not been in the presidency.
Well, Bill was kind of glamorous, the
yes,
whole Camelot
he was, absolutely.
Thing.
I don't think that she's accomplished a lot where she's been. Not as much as I expected her to, I guess. But it'd be nice to have a woman in there. I don't think there's a good candidate right now, but that would be my choice.
Oh, them ain't your words. Where are you getting all that from?
Oh, Gloria has been reading a book about women's lib.
Oh, jeez.
Three books, Daddy, and I didn't read them. I devoured them.
Edith, are you listening to this over here? A dreaded disease is infiltrating our home, and your daughter's bringing it in here. I suppose next you'll have you prancing around in hot pants and burning your brassiere.
A minority and a female.
That's what you'd like to see?
I would like to see a change. I would like to see a change. I would like to see a change of hands. Actually, I would love to see our government get all that corruption and all that everything dumped out of it.
Maybe they flush you out or something.
I need to have a suit dry cleaned.
We're in an age of technology. And
where information is disseminated like so fast.
Yes.
I mean, something happens, you know about it all around the world immediately.
Yeah, immediately.
Take that blanket off your head immediately.
Defiant Saddam argued about the legitimacy of the court, and he scuffled with guards today.
Isn't this fun, Habib, huh? Ah, boy. Habib, how do you say, come here a second. How do you say, Habib? This is Habib, who I met once before in Lake Tahoe. It's good to see you, really. And he's in Arabic. Stand in a box here so I can talk. Habib, how do you say in Arabic, welcome, my Jewish friend, may you have a good new year? How would you say that in Arabic?
Hello, wa sahlan, ya Yahudi.
Don't be a smartass. Just tell me how you say it. You spit on my pants. That's what you did. Give Habib a nice hand. He's a delightful man.
Someone was talking to the troops and got...
Bush. He was talking
ready
to
for his speech the other day. And everybody knew about it instantly.
It was pre...
rehearsed.
Rehearsed. So... Why rehearse it? If it's something that you know is right, and you know, why would you be afraid of a troop saying something that may be against, you know, the scheme?
Why can't we see any?
Why? Why? Why?
Why? why can't we see any coffins coming back from Iraq? Or why can't we see anything? You know, why can't we have cameras in New Orleans after the hurricane?
It's correct. Like, yeah.
They're hiding a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
We only see what they want us
to see.
And there's a lot of corruption on the other side, too, man. You know, it's just...
Well, actually, this... I mean, even...
If they just listen to us.
Yeah.
Rising up angry in the sky, and there's a new voice crying, we're not afraid to die. Let the old world make believe it's blind and deaf and dumb, but nothing can change the shape of things to come. There are changes lying ahead in every road, and there are new thoughts ready and waiting to explode. When tomorrow is today, the bells may toll for some, but nothing can change the shape of things to come. Future's coming in now, sweet and strong. Revolution sweeping it like a fresh new breeze. Let the old world make believe it's blind and deaf and dumb, but nothing can change the shape of things. Nothing can change the shape of things. Nothing can change the shape of things. Nothing can change the shape of things to come.
Once individuals get on airplanes and start flying around the world and they land, and in many situations they're not going to be symptomatic even though they have the disease, they get off the plane and at that point they start infecting other people, you can see that the spread can be very, very rapid.
You don't know anything about it, bird flu? Are you afraid of bird flu?
If I knew more about it, I might be, but...
You got more things to worry about day to day than...
Yeah, a lot of work.
Yeah. What do you do?
I'm a printer.
A printer?
Yeah, in Chicago.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Big company or?
Oh yeah.
What kind of stuff do you print?
All kinds of commercial printing, print for American Dental Association.
What does concern you most in this world today?
Staying healthy.
Oh, you're smoking.
Yeah, I'm smoking.
That's why one man from Goldsboro, North Carolina, who used to smoke great big stogies, who used to drink alcohol until he was drunk, can be set aside by the power of God, not in his own power. For it is not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord.
Do you smoke a lot?
Not really.
You guys are both smoking. I'm jealous. I quit about 4 months ago. It looks awfully good.
Yeah, I quit for a while. Now I'm back in. I'm going to quit again.
Are you? Have you tried? You've tried before?
Yes.
What makes you start again? It's just stress.
That has something to
do
with
it. We were planning a wedding at the time, actually.
Oh, you started together again? You
yeah.
just looked at each other and said, honey, let's
Pretty
smoke.
Much.
She was still smoking a little bit, and then I had been quit for a while, and we were planning our wedding. We was very stressful, working a lot and doing the wedding and coming
wedding
up with all the money.
Whose wedding was it?
Our wedding.
Oh, how long have you been married? Barely a year.
One year next month.
How'd you meet? How'd you meet?
Oh, we met 10 years ago.
And you had a 10-year courtship?
No, not really.
I was bartending at a little bar on the southwest side of Chicago.
Hey, garçon, you, bring another beer. Hey, make it 4 more beers.
And he walked in, and we just were best friends for 10 years after that. And he admitted to me he's always been in love with me and wanted to spend the rest of his life with me.
Wow.
And we got married a year later.
How long are you married? 4 days. What the hell are you doing here? Get up in the room, work something out, for crying out loud.
Feelings, nothing more than feelings.
Ow! Did you know this anyway?
I knew, yes, he cared for me very deeply. I didn't know. It was...
Isn't it the first time around for both of you?
Yes.
Wow.
35 and 42.
And you waited. Was it worth the wait?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I married my best friend.
What a nice story.
Yeah.
Good things do happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Clay Pigeon on the Dusty Show, and as I'm recording this, it's Friday night. It's after 10 o'clock, and I'm way, way behind on the production of this week's show. And I was just standing here looking at my bed, just looking at the bed over here. And you know how when you shouldn't lay down because you've got stuff to do and your bed's just calling you?
Yep.
But you know if you lay down, you're not getting up. I just went out for a bite. I just went out for a bite, and I drove past this Catholic church, and there was a sign out front.
Aww.
And it said, "A true sense of humor does not depend upon the humiliation of others." And it hit me like a literal bolt out of the blue. It felt like God was talking directly to me and saying, "Knock it off, Clay, with the little edits and samples and making fun of people when they say something wrong." Or
Clay, the large phone, do an apple empanada. I'm not.
Say it again.
An apple empanada, large
Chongju Hypsopaco and a double-decker supreme.
That's it. That's a Spanish word, empanada.
I know. It's 323. Thank you.
You know, I think about that sometimes. I'll hear a show back and I'll think, you're a jerk for making fun of these people.
Yeah.
I played a Jim Baker sample tonight from a PTL record where he's talking about the big stogies and a man who drinks till he's drunk, and then he quotes a little scripture that ends with a hallelujah.
That's why one man from Goldsboro, North Carolina, who used to smoke great big stogies, who used to drink alcohol until he was drunk, can be set aside by the power of God, not in his own power. For it is not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord.
When I was younger and in a rock band, I was on drugs a lot and up a lot. And I used to come home late at night and I'd watch PTL, and I found a strange comfort in it. Even though I poked fun at it sometimes, I found myself wanting to watch it. And then later in life, I really fell into a bad time. And the rosary would come on. And it helped me. It really did. I still remember parts of it, even though I'm a Presbyterian by, you know, my upbringing.
And all of a sudden, I heard this big commotion. And I looked around, and there was that boy in his beautiful blue pinstripe suit, and he was rolling on the floor. He rolled from one side, and he rolled to the other side. He rolled back. He picked all the lint up off the floor. I couldn't believe it. Here it was, the first time I'd ever seen a holy roller, and he was a Presbyterian.
I do remember parts of the rosary just from listening to it over and over. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners now and at the hour of our death. See, I just remember fragments. Lord Jesus, save us from the fires of hell and lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of your mercy. How can there be anything wrong with that, whether you believe or not?
I don't know.
The sentiment. Save us from the fires of hell. That could be a metaphor. Save us from pain and self-loathing and hatred. Lead all souls to heaven. Lead us all to a better place of happiness and peace. Especially those most in need of your mercy. Especially dislike most. The ones you hate the most are the ones you need to learn to love. It really is true. There was this really cool passage in Bob Dylan's Chronicles. It's in my bathroom. I read it, now I can keep it. on the... John, it's my bathroom book. I always have one bathroom book that I read over and over, and I don't know. I've got to find that passage, so I'm going to shut the tape off for a second until I find it.
A shot rang out. The president slumped over in his chair. A man with a pistol leaped from the box to the stage shouting,
Sex Trapper Tyrannis!
You know, I'm just looking here, and I can't find it. But let me paraphrase. It just said something like, be kind to everyone you meet because everyone is struggling. I wish I knew the exact words, but it resonated with me because I was thinking, you know, it's true. No matter who you meet, if you look at anyone you meet, any person, no matter how downtrodden or how high up, how happy or sad or cantankerous or pleasant, everyone internally is wrestling with life and the struggles of being a human being. It's true. That's a great philosophy, you know. Be kind to everyone you meet because everyone is struggling. So we can aspire, you know, to things like that. Boy, I really got off the track, didn't I?
Yep.
Call this number, 201-521-1375. The Dusty Show answering machine. Say anything at all about anything at all. Here's Joey Heatherton.
I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, life would still go on, believe me. The world would show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Now you guys are married?
We yes.
Are. Interracial couple.
Yes.
Do you ever get hassled about that?
We
you live in Chicago though, but when you get out here in the boondocks ever?
No. Yeah. They don't come out with it and say, hey, you know, hey, you're an interracial couple and you know, welcome here. Basically, you know.
Well, you also look like you could kick anybody's ass who might happen to say that.
Yes, but that's not the right way to handle
no.
it.
No. I kind of feel if anybody would take the time and realize that love is more powerful than hate.
Yes. Close to the edge,
just by the river. No.
If a country can come together, and become one unit. All different nationality and races to fight a war. And be the most powerful country in the world. Why can't we do this in our own homeland? Why can't we get along in our own homeland?
Look at the way they put him. He could pick me off in 5 minutes. Right in the front, I got a fakakta Arab over here, a boozed up gypsy broad over there, 3 kids in heat over here, a German pain in the ass over here, 2 Japs that passed away, Trick or Treat Harvey with the turtleneck sweater, Marv Frickett sitting over there waiting for the Pillsbury Bake Off, the Spanish guy planning to attack the Mexican, and 2 Polacks on the end waiting for their truck to be fixed. And the bald-headed guy going out with the nurse. You Mormons never laugh, do you? Just sit there with your pilgrim hat waiting for your duck to die.
Well, because, again, we don't have vaccines for this, for the avian flu.
If and when we get one.
Right, if we get one, then it's estimated we probably have to at least vaccinate half the population in order to prevent a full-scale epidemic.
So do you think the Republicans aligning themselves with God, so-called the party of God, is a sham?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, now, I'm gonna guess here that you guys would probably vote the other way, Democratic.
Yes.
Yes.
No.
That didn't sound right to me when I said you guys are both Democratic, right? If you're a Democrat, it doesn't make you Democratic, does it? I don't think that was correct. I just had to say something there. It bothered me.
Okay!
I mean, now, I'm getting a guess here that you guys would probably vote the other way, Democratic.
Yes.
So, but yet you're Christians, and Democrats are known as the abortion party or whatever. How does this all work out in your mind?
It's very difficult.
That's a hot-button topic,
it is,
right?
Huge. We have a lot of conflict with our church, and, you know, they're all wanting us to vote Republican, and that's a big battle. I'm for abortion, he's against, and of course that's, you know, not a Christian ideal.
And I'm sure you have your own interpretation of being so-called for abortion.
Exactly.
I think people have to decide, you know.
For themselves.
Well, actually,
I don't want women to not have a choice.
Now you say what you think.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I know that they say it's a woman's body and she can do what she wants. There's a lot of issues involved in that. They take two to make a child.
Back in the days I was a juvenile delinquent.
If you just had a one-night stand at the local nightclub and you're pregnant, you should be able to have this. It's a learning lesson. This is what you need to understand, is that, you know, promiscuous sex has consequences. It's just like if you had sexual, you know, you get caught with a sexual transmitted disease. There's a consequence involved, you know. That's just my own, that's just my opinion.
And it shall be heard, man. Shall be heard. All right, you guys. Thanks for chatting with me.
Sure.
All right. Stay away from those mosquitoes.
Will do.
Don't handle any live chicken.
Get off me!
I gotta go, you guys.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thanks. You bet. Good luck to you.
You too.
Good luck to you.
You bet.
Thanks.
Do not say much. I'm not the boss.
Who is the boss?
I don't know who is the boss.
Have you guys ever been out to New York or New Jersey? No.
No.
Never, ever.
Mm-mm.
The answer is no.
Well, I've been around the world, but never.
Where have you been around the world? Just in a nutshell. World traveler that you are. No wonder she fell in love with you.
Italy. Jamaica.
Are you from Italy? Are you Italian?
I'm Italian.
Okay.
Italian and Irish.
Operator, would you chase this call and tell me where I am?
Jamaica,
Bahamas.
Come on, pretty mama, Toledo.
No.
Were you smoking over there in Jamaica? Now, come on.
A little bit, I was.
And not those cigarettes either,
I think. No, I managed to roll some of my own.
Now, we're up here in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin right now, and Chicago people love to come here for some reason.
Oh, yeah.
Is this Chicago's backyard? Is that what they call Wisconsin?
Yeah, it is. I love visiting the backyard.
Now you
that's
said
what first attracted him to me, my backyard.
Well, all right, I'm not going there.
Never mind, yeah.
What do you want to say to everyone in New York and New Jersey?
New York, New Jersey.
Stay safe and stay healthy.
Yeah. I love the Garden State.
Yeah.
Now, with your mind's eye, imagine that you are completely surrounded by flowers. Look around. Far and near, you see only flowers. Flowers everywhere. Fragrance, colors, forms. An infinity of flowers. In this moment, nothing exists but flowers. Now choose the one you like best today. One flower with a lovely scent. Decide what is the fragrant flower you prefer today. Choose your favorite flower. Have you chosen your favorite flower?
The answer is no.
This is Clay Pigeon in Wisconsin, the Dusty Show's history for tonight. Thanks for listening, everybody. Mike is next. If you could email me this week at dusty@wfmu.org. That's dusty@wfmu.org. Or call our new Dusty Show answering machine phone number. I gotta go look it up here because I don't have it memorized yet. It's so new. Here it is. 201-521-1375. That's 201-521-1375. Call him, leave some crazy stuff on the answering machine that I can play on a future episode of the show. I can hear the train coming through town. Can you hear it? It's cold out here. I gotta go. All right, good night, everybody. Always remember,